Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an NBA Finals Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brunson holding up high against Vassell. Now cuts to the left, free throw line, hops back, digs in, shot up, and good! Brunson, big bucket, 37 seconds to go.
With Andy Dirk Johnson and Brandon Sprague, NBA Finals Week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only, or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in hour number two. Numero dos here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, YouTube. Good morning. I had to go into our great friends at Mr. Plywood yesterday because I'm about to start building the fence, so I'm like getting the order all ready.
There you go.
Yeah, how's their wood looking?
They got good wood at Mr. Plywood.
Good looking wood over there?
Oh, dude, Mr. Plywood is loaded. Nobody's got bigger wood than Mr. Plywood. Mm-hmm. But I walk in there, and I was looking to talk to the manager.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
We will be soon. My buddy Brett, and I introduced myself to the front, and I was like, hey, I'm here to meet him. And he goes, what's your name? And I said my name, and he goes, oh, my God, I listen to the show.
Hey!
And I was like, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I don't watch on YouTube. Actually.
That's okay.
And then he noted the difference in our voice from AM to FM. And I'm like, yeah. That's the beauty of the FM dial.
Beautiful. I saw some people who took the kid out of Eastmoreland yesterday. We were walking out. The hard part when I'm in the neighborhood, when people say my name, is my first fear is that I know you, but I don't remember you. Until then I feel bad.
Your initial thought?
Well, somebody dropped a dirt, and I was like, I can't tell if these are people I haven't seen since middle school or if these are listeners. Mm. And then I'm in this like weird gray zone of like, and then I don't want to stop and talk because I'm going to feel bad if you are somebody I'm supposed to know.
Can you give a wave and keep moving?
I gave a wave, said, what's up, guys? And then they asked how I hit balls. I said, terrible. They said, me too. So thanks for saying hi at Eastmoreland yesterday.
There you go.
A lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program here. But before we do, should be noted, FanGolf Classic is sold out.
What?
I know.
What?
Sad, sad news.
Not trying to be a chotch.
Well, I know. We're not.
You're being a little chotchy right now.
We'll be eating breakfast burritos from Victor Rico's.
Yeah, for those in the morning flight.
Matt's barbecue after rounds. Going to be all delightful. We'll be hanging out at the sixth hole. Angel Envy's Bourbon Par 3.
Nom, 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 nom.
And want to say a quick thank you to Toyota, our presenting sponsor. And also thank you to Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson & Daughter Windows & Doors, George McCoy, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Maestro Nobel Tequila, Lorehurst Market Steakhouse, Butcher Shop, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, Ely Gal Mezcal, Pub Beer Cheap Fun, Apex Golf Club, and Window Nation.
Boom goes the dynamite. A couple of good name texts that came in, by the way. Wyatt Betcher Johnson. Do you know he played football and baseball? Could go Wyatt Tez Johnson. Is that Bo's brother? Huh?
Is that Andy's brother?
Wait, what brother? Who are you?
Are you Teddy's brother?
Since I had named my son Bodie, was able to convince her to do this because we could call him Bo for short. I almost got away with Bo Jackson, but she sleuthed it out and vetoed.
Bodie's a good one. Popular.
That's a big one these days.
I feel like I've heard more Bodies the last couple years.
I thought this was a cool one. I named my son Glavin. Drop the E.
Oh, okay. Shout out Tom.
That's not bad right there.
Yeah, that's
spelled
a good one.
Different but said the same.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
I could go Maddox. Like if I had a son, you
Maddox
could go
would
Maddox.
Be a solid name
that's
choice.
That's a real name and it works for the last name.
Swag's grandkid's gonna be named Otani, somebody texted in. You could go with a Giants all time pitcher, Gaylord Johnson.
Yeah.
Could we bring Gaylord back?
The problem is he pitched for like half the teams in the league.
Oh, it's not just a Giant thing. It's more about, it'd be kind of funny to have a kid named Gaylord.
Well, can I ask you, wait. Your name's Gay Johnson.
Wait. See?
Right?
The second the nut hits my lip, I spit it out.
Yeah.
Jokes already writing themselves.
Is this something you're considering for real, or you're not going to ultimately even think about?
We haven't
names.
Even really had any actual name debates yet. I'm holding off as long as I can. So we haven't even really broached the topic yet. We haven't
now, do
gotten
you
attorneys
have this
together and sat down.
Settled by Labor Day, or can you keep debating
okay
right
to
up
keep
until
debating.
Delivery?
I'm okay to take it to the finish line.
Okay.
However long it takes to get to where we need to go, I'm okay. okay going through that.
Like
amount
the Bucks
of
want the Giannis thing solved by draft day.
I totally understand it,
but really, it doesn't have to be solved until training camp starts.
I'm not one of the people that wants to wait to see what the kid looks like before I name him. Although there's nothing wrong with that because some people like doing that. I kind of want to know what the name
see
is.
What it looks like.
Some people wait. Some people wait to name their
some
kid.
Some people get inspiration, and then you pops see it. It's like, you look like, that's Chet.
That's a Frank. I don't know how. I don't quite comprehend it, but to each
their own. Can I call time out?
Go ahead. Feel free.
Can we have a conversation?
Yes. Feel free to converse.
Have you seen there's a show that's on I see it on Instagram, but I'm pretty sure there's a YouTube channel for it. I believe the guy's name is Kareem, and he does subway takes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
I have not.
So he basically sits on subways in London or New York. He's got his subway pass. There's a microphone attached to it. And he goes, "What's your take?" And it's usually a celebrity or it's a random. And it's like, if you don't remember, if we meet each other and I say, "Nice to meet you," and you tell me we've already met, you are committing a violent act against me. Like they give out takes.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I see where
and
we're
then
going.
He'll say, "Agree, disagree."
Yeah.
If you tell me you wait to see your child before you name him.
Yeah.
You didn't. You were always going to name them that.
Mm.
Because largely, babies all look the same.
You don't think there's a difference between a Fred baby and a Frank baby?
Not in any way. I think you wanted Fred if you named him Fred.
A Tom baby.
Sheila or Darla. Yeah. I think you had a preference between the two.
How's that nose look when it comes out, though? I got to get a look at that. Is that a Sheila nose or a Darla nose? I don't know.
Have you looked at... I've looked at grown-ups I'm with and you on said this they don't look... Like, I was talking to somebody about a parent that we
know.
And we said... Oh, they don't look like that. They look like that name, right? Like, oh, they look more like
they don't look like a Stevie. They look like a Freddie.
They look like an whatever. Ethan.
Yeah. Like
a Liam.
You can look at an adult and have that take. A baby, I don't believe
Although
it.
Although I will say.
I don't believe it.
I agree with the take. I agree.
When Pax was born, we were surprised by the red hair because he did have red hair when he was born. And that,
I guess that's true. Because
that might have thrown us to change if we hadn't already selected a name.
Because you're not redheaded. Was the mom redheaded?
She wasn't, but on her side, there were redheads in her family.
I could see how that would throw you off a little bit. Like, whoa, that wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But it didn't change the name.
Well, we had already picked one.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Had you not have picked the name and you went in, what was the second place name? Do you remember?
Oh, is it a real redheaded name?
Yeah.
What is a redhead name, actually?
Red. Just call him Red. Red Foreman.
Red Swagger.
If that would have been like, that would have been funny. Comes out redheaded. Well, we got to change the name now, kid. We got no choice. Sorry, it wasn't going to be Paxson, but that's out the window
remember.
Now.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of all there the redheads
not a
I know.
There was not a unanimous second place. When
okay,
we arrived on Paxton in the discussion, that was it.
Mm. Same with us. We had the two girl names. There was nothing about any of what they looked like as newborn infant babies. Okay. We're like, actually, we can't go this name. We have to pivot out because she doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with the take here. But I know some people do that, and I'm just not. That's a weird one for
but
me.
But do you believe them is what my take is? Like,
no.
Do you really believe that they're like,
no,
we have to wait to see the baby?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I
think you have a leader in the clubhouse in your head. You just want to do that. And then you see the baby and you say, well, now it's for sure.
Right.
He looks like a Steve.
Only until he's an adult will we know if he looks like a Steve.
You never know. You never know until they get older.
It is interesting meeting people and you go, you don't look like one of those at all.
Wait, that's your name?
You don't say that to them, obviously.
No.
But you're thinking it the whole time.
That's my fear. If I go Wyatt Montana Johnson, you got to look like a Wyatt Montana Johnson.
He better have curly hair.
If there's like purple hair and a mullet at some point, that's not Wyatt Montana
have
Johnson.
Blonde reddish hair.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
Gonna have a red beard.
Got to be curly. He can grow a mullet.
He's gonna be 5'10" to 6'1".
Yep.
And his dad's going to have a dip in his mouth. Of course he's going to look like a Wyatt Montana.
Thank you for saying 6'1". I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, you never know.
I appreciate that.
You never know. Maybe he'll be 6'3". Now he's peacocking.
And he's wearing cowboy boots all the time.
Live up to the name, kid. I'm not going to cry at your graduation. Don't be soft.
He's going to be the kid in cowboy boots, but he's naked around the house. What are you doing?
Yeehaw! Yeah, what's the ruling on kids peeing in the front yard? Because Teddy's into that now. Just pants off, peeing in my front yard. That happened the other night.
From Big Daddy now?
Now he wants to pee in the front yard. He thinks it's funny.
Having this conversation?
I don't know. I didn't really know what to do. There was a guy walking down
the
street with his dog, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Take your hand and put it down.
Squeeze
your pants,
son. I'm trying
to
water.
Make sure you got two.
Daddy, me pee down a yard. What are we doing, dude? Go inside.
Wow.
Put some pants on.
That's
called a Wednesday.
Is it facing everybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I think his shorts got wet. Mom went inside to change him. I'm outside watering. He runs outside, nothing on.
Maybe he wanted to water.
He did. He just wanted to pee in
the
grass.
I have no idea what is happening. I don't know what this conversation is.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
I think he's two, and this is normal, and it's okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
At what age is it not allowed outside?
Well, you still do it on a golf course occasionally, don't you?
Well, I'm not facing the public. Although it has happened from time to time on accident.
Sometimes there's
angles.
No,
I am not Phil Mickelson. I'm just saying sometimes there's trails and there's fences and you don't know where people are. At what age? What's the cutoff age for public urination? Forward-facing public urination. Three? Probably three.
Three to four.
Does he look like
there.
A four? I don't know.
Four?
I can't. Some three-year-olds, I
like,
can't
if there's
tell.
A seven-year-old taking a leak in a front yard, you got an issue.
Yeah, now he's a flasher.
Now
he's got a condition.
Now you can call the cops on him.
Oh, yeah. There's an uncomfortable conversation that needs to be had.
Exactly.
Yeah, principal's calling the house. Mr. Johnson, could you please come to the school?
We have a bit of a problem.
We have an incident we need to discuss.
He's out there peeing in the field in front of all the other kids. No, no.
None of this was on the show sheet. Like, none of that.
I don't see a show sheet anymore.
I think you want to talk about UFC 250 today?
Is that this weekend?
I think so.
I thought it was 4th of July weekend.
That's what I thought.
Oh, is it not until the 4th? I thought they were doing it before the 4th of July.
I thought they were doing it on the celebration, but you might be right.
I don't know.
No, I didn't have that on the show sheet.
250. Okay. America.
White House.
Ain't nobody going to cry at that fight.
Well, the guy tapping out might be.
Know.
That's true.
I'm going to be in
my
Venice.
My arm's broken.
I'll be in Venice for that.
UFC 250. God, the internet Google results are so broken.
Yeah, it doesn't really help you very much, usually, when you're Googling something. Doesn't give you the answer.
Is. Well.
Well. Do we have a date?
South Lawn, June 14th?
That's in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
It's on Sunday?
Why are we doing it on Sunday?
We
well,
Monday
we're doing
off?
It on
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Well, that is Flag Day.
Okay.
Because it's a holiday everybody celebrates.
I'm just saying it is.
Does anybody celebrate Flag Day?
I don't know. You would, if anybody.
If anybody on this show did, it definitely
I mean,
you.
I fly flags.
I know.
I'll fly my flags.
Yeah.
I got to put the Stars and Stripes up for the 4th of July. They always go up for the 4th of July.
Start on the 14th.
Maybe
that's
I need to
Flag
do it
Day.
On Flag Day.
Yes.
But take a brief moment, pay respect to the flags. All of the
Boy,
flags.
Boy, with school out, this show had started summer vacation today.
There was nobody on the road this morning.
Okay, I don't know what this has become. It's been 14 minutes of me not doing any of the show sheet stuff. Did you guys catch World Cup fever?
Yeah, man! It was awesome!
I did not yesterday.
I fell asleep in
I
the middle of the
I fell asleep during the Mexico match.
Yeah, me too, right in the middle of the day. I have
I
a hot
saw
take.
The first
hold
goal.
Up, hold up. What time?
Ooh.
Roughly, what's the estimate?
I fell asleep
about
at
the
ballpark.
About the 30. I saw Mexico's
what time
first
was
goal.
It for us, not the minutes.
Would have been one something.
Would have been 12:45-ish.
Yeah. Simultaneous
I
naps.
I think all three of us were napping roughly at the same time.
My only takeaway from the game was, by God, South Africa sucks.
They're awful.
They're terrible.
Mexico and uniforms were dope.
They were dope. The atmosphere was cool. Every time I woke up, there was another player. Like, you roll over and glance at the screen, there's another player down. Yeah. It felt like it was like 5-on-5 soccer by the end of that game. Everybody kept getting tossed.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the South Korea match.
I didn't.
I was at the ballpark, so.
I did not watch the late night.
That was actually, looking back, probably the more
entertaining. That was the better
match.
One. They didn't score until the 80th minute.
Yeah,
But Mexico's got a shot, right? They can maybe go on a little bit of a run here. Let's scout our future opponents
they
a little bit.
They finally cultivated their next generation of talent after having issues the last couple of World
Cups.
We
play Paraguay today, so we got the USA starting things off tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a unique thing. I don't know. I saw somebody tweet that yesterday. It was like, man, and this was even like from a soccer fan tweet, and it was like, even for me, there's not a lot of buzz for the start of the World Cup. That's what this person said, because for me, I'm not a soccer guy. And and a lot of people kind of corroborated the same feeling, and it goes back to some of the stuff we've talked about and the corruption and the negative news stories around it. And I do think as time goes on, we're also in the midst of, let's be honest here, like, we're in a little bit of a bubble. We're in the midst of the most watched NBA Finals since 1998.
Yeah, we got the final stakes and of other sports happening. This is just starting.
Right, and the Stanley Cup Final, which if you watch hockey or care about hockey, has been one of the most compelling and entertaining Stanley Cup Finals of the last 25 years. And so
you
have these two other things going on that you're like, oh, that's right, look over here. And maybe USA playing tonight will kick it up a little bit more. But I realize
the whole thing is like a month long.
Right, right. As it goes on, I think the momentum will build.
Well, I kind of wondered, though, a little bit of, like, because that's a good point. But, like, I was wondering, I know they have their schedules, but I feel like your first day, your opening day, it should start super early, and you should have, like, five matches in a day.
Have games on all day.
Yeah, like, it's the whole day of festivities. Like, we have kicked this thing off.
Today would have been the better day because there's no NBA final game and there's no Stanley Cup final game tonight. You don't know that when you set the calendar.
But they're only doing two and twos.
Yeah, it would have fit perfectly into today. Like, wall to wall, start in the morning, whatever the first time.
They'll do that on the weekend. There'll be four matches on Saturday starting at 9 a.m., I think.
I think it'll also ring a little bit more true, and I'm glad that other countries are also involved in hosting it. But, like, I'm assuming it whittles down to just U.S. sites at some point.
Well, it's the North American World Cup,
well,
right?
Well, at some point in the knockout round.
Is it all in America? It's not in Canada?
I thought at some point it whittles its way down, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I think at the quarterfinal match, quarterfinals.
Those are just USA sites?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll help too. Like, that'll just, you know, drum up a little more interest when you get to that and you're watching a game in a stadium that you know. And, like, that'll be unique today, watching them play on grass in SoFi Stadium. Yeah. I'm sure that place is going to be absolutely rocking. How many fit into SoFi? Like 80,000? Isn't
it's pretty big.
It's massive,
dude. It's a pretty big arena.
So the spectacle of that's going to be really cool. The grass on the field, the technology behind it's been wild to see some of like the videos that the teams have done, raising the floor and the irrigation system and all that. So it'll be fun to watch USA tonight.
Would you and everybody else in Rip City like some Dick?
Sure.
Grady Dick.
Oh, yeah.
There's a report he might be available via trade.
He's pretty good on TikTok, I hear from the kids.
I was asking somebody this the other day because we're talking about the Giannis trade
stuff.
He's
still in Toronto?
He's still a Raptor.
Okay.
If they don't get a Giannis or a Anthony Davis, what is the offseason where you are excited? Because I'll tell you this, from a Blazer viewpoint,
I'll tell you this, Grady Dick ain't it.
That doesn't do
it feels
for me.
Like people are trying to emotionally attach themselves. Not trying, that's the wrong term. Mm-hmm. I understand why they're doing is what I should say. It does feel like we are setting ourselves up to say, we got Kevin Huerter. Dame's back!
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Did you see that he worked out against nobody and Bobby Portis said he looked good?
Those lobs to Klingon on Instagram look so sexy.
Well, like, I'm not saying they don't. Like, he looks like he's moving around pretty good, and I hope that he's healthy. But
yeah,
if we're not getting the Anthony Davis, the Giannis, the polarizing big trade, big name guys.
Sure.
It feels like we're setting up to get Dick or Huerter, and then it's going to be like, and Dame! And we're going to go.
Dame coming back needs to be the icing on the cake. I don't think Dame can be the cake.
I feel
for
like
the
it's going to be most of the cake and icing if
it's not
that's
the main
the
course. It cannot be the main course of your offseason.
Yeah.
Cannot. It
could
be an appetizer, it could be a dessert, but.
Grady
no,
Dick
God
is
no.
not.
No, no. God, no. None of that is acceptable.
Right.
None of it.
Right. Is Trey Murphy?
No.
No.
That's happy hour.
Oh, Trey Murphy's happy hour.
I want a sit-down restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy hour's fine from time to time. It can get the job done, but I'm looking for a sit-down. I'm looking for a sit-down meal.
Now, Anthony Davis, is that like an Applebee's sit-down restaurant? Could be good.
Could be good. You never know. Maybe the person back there knows how to fire that steak
certainly
up.
Certainly not all you can eat.
No, it's certainly not.
Is that burger coming out dipped in cheese? Is that going to be good, or is it going to be as bad as it looks?
Like, I don't know what you have next on your show sheet because we got a little distracted there. It happens from time to time.
Phil Mickelson.
That's a fun one to talk about.
Speaking of Grady Dick.
Well, you know.
We do need
to have a PSA for Blazer fans today.
Oh,
and we could do that next.
We need to do that today?
We're already against it, okay. But there's a growing sentiment that I am seeing, and I know that it's not real life.
Okay.
But I also know that it happens in real life.
Yeah.
There's this idea of saying no to things that are better than the things we have that we need to just stop.
Okay.
We need to stop. The idea of Carl Anthony Towns, no, I don't want that. Who do you think you are?
Picky Blazer fan?
There's a player out there that I don't know if there's any validity to the rumors.
Okay.
And we're already like poo-pooing the idea of going and getting him.
Would you care to share the name and then we'll come back with your PSA that you've clearly already started?
Jaylen Brown. There are takeaways from Blazer fans that we don't want Jaylen Brown because he doesn't put us into the top three in the West automatically next year. What is wrong with us?
I don't think Giannis does that either, but I mean, I'd take the roll of the dice. All right, we'll come back with a PSA. I guess we'll push Phil Mickelson. Boy, fall from grace.
Yeah. Homeless, too. Nobody wants him.
From when he won the PGA at 50?
Peak of his, the highlight of it, like just the...
Debatably his career, and that's saying a lot.
One of the biggest moments of golf in the last 50, like him doing that at his age, to do, win a sixth major championship. Huge.
The scenes of the crowd, like
the crowd nuts
following him.
Yeah. Look at everything post that. It like, wow, it crumbled.
How's Liv going?
We'll get to that. And also one of the best sports stories I've seen in quite some time. But Dirt's back with his PSA to Blazer Nation on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, 727. Speaking of players that some Blazer fans wish they could have, Artis Gilmore in a Blazer jersey would be pretty cool.
Be pretty nice.
Sukanik has chimed in and told you to stop being a little bitch and go sports name as the first name.
Oh, first name sports name.
Because he named his kid Iserman.
He did.
He did.
He did, man.
So you want to go Mad Bum.
He went all in.
Mad Bum Wyatt Johnson's.
I did float Buster out there, and Buster got pretty quickly shot down.
I understand.
Who doesn't want a kid named Buster? It's cute as hell.
Mad Bum Wyatt Johnson never lost a draw in the Old West.
No, he did not. Him and old Mad Dog Buford Tannen.
Mad Dog Buford Tannen.
Yeah, they went toe-to-toe. He took them down.
I was going to do Phil Mickelson here, but we'll just punt that. We got Adam Rittenberg's going to join us at 8, so we'll get to Phil Mickelson at some point today. He got kicked out of a golf club.
We can talk about him being a creep
his
in the next
golf
segment.
Club.
His own, like, literally
that's
his club.
Where he played, like, regularly
that's how you
at
know
home.
This is serious.
No, I don't want to talk about it in the next segment, because the next segment, I got one of my favorite sports stories in the last 5 years.
We'll hold old Creepy Phil for the end of the show.
We will save Phil Mickelson for later, and we'll talk with Adam Rittenberg and talk Texas Tech and some major college football with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN coming up at the top of the hour at 8. It is a beautiful little Friday. So I'm not going to do Phil Mickelson here. You want to do a PSA, because I jokingly just asked if Blazer fans want Dick.
Yeah.
Grady Dick is maybe available in the trade markets.
I didn't watch any Toronto Raptor basketball. Why did his minutes per game get cut in half and his points per game more than cut in half last year?
Lean in, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell
Lean
me.
Lean in, come here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
He's not that good.
Okay, got it. Just making sure. Wanted to make sure we're on the same page here.
I just wanted to let you know.
How do you go
anybody...
from 30 minutes a game and 15 points per game to 14 minutes per game and 6 points per game?
Yeah.
Okay, just check it.
Well, sure. So I asked this. This is, I think, what led you to the PSA. I asked the question because all these Dame videos are popping up, and it's nice to see the letter O looking healthy, looking spry.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Anything non, you know, lawsuit-related stories involving Damian Lillard, I'm pro. You know, I don't want the negative headlines. I want to see Dame working out in Ogden, Utah, and hear Bobby Portis tell me he looks good. Jeff Teague is coming to Portland, Oregon, and he's like, I got to hit him up. I want to play him one-on-one. He looks amazing. That's great. I'm a little concerned as a Blazer observer that the offseason becomes, we got Kevin Huerter.
Woo-hoo!
We got Grady Dick.
Yeah.
But Dame Lillard's back. And we have, you know, that's the...
It's basically adding a big-time free agent.
It's the whole enchilada is what I'm worried about.
Right.
And you, it led you to want to do some big, grandiose Blazer PSA.
I certainly acknowledge that this is not the majority of the fan base. What percentage? I don't know. It's not just a social media thing. These conversations happen all the time in real life. If you bring up to some in the Blazer orbit the idea of going after a Karl-Anthony Towns, what is the answer that you get from some? An immediate no. No, God, no. I wouldn't want anything to do with him.
I can only give you conversations I've actually personally had. And four years ago, I've been on the side of, I don't know, man. No.
I'm not saying every guy's an easy slam dunk opinion.
No, but I've also had people like the entire way tell me he's a joke player, who he's not a winning player.
Right. His team is how many wins away from the NBA Finals?
They are one.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Remember when we had the debate, man, OG Onanobi, I know he's a good player, but 2 first-round picks for him? What are we? That's way too much to ask. Do you think the Knicks are happy having OG Onanobi on the roster right now?
I believe they are.
Has he been pretty good in the NBA Finals? Is he shooting, let's see, 55% from three, 58% from the floor, averaging 24 points per game?
He's an all-NBA defender,
went for
too.
33 in the last win.
Yeah.
All-NBA defender.
Yep.
So, 2 first-round picks, so that's a lot to ask for, Brandon. I don't know if that's a little too rich for my blood. We have a propensity in pockets of the fandom to do this, as if nothing is good enough or no player is ever elite enough. And I saw this yesterday.
Okay.
There's all these, you know,
Blazers. Who'd you see this from?
This is from the Blazers lead Twitter account. Okay,
Blazers. So is this one of those fan accounts that tweets as if they're a person, but the account doesn't say a name?
Exactly it. Correct them on who
you are. I always find that just a little
odd. Are you multiple people? Are you one person? Are you one man? Are you one woman?
Well,
I don't know.
They sometimes will speak in first person sense of like, I don't actually really like the hot dogs at the Moda Center, says Blazers diehard fan base.
Right.
What?
Is your name John? Can you help me out here?
Is that a person?
Are you a buster too?
Are you a group account? How does this work?
So I don't know how real any of the Jaylen Brown stuff is, but the rumors of is Boston still interested in Giannis, and could you be a facilitator of a third team? Where
I've seen no indication that says that trade is at all going to happen.
Right.
That's
tend to agree
down
with
quickly.
You. Tend to agree with you. Yeah. But the idea floated again yesterday because I think Simmons talked about the idea on his pod or something along those lines.
Okay.
And this tweet was sent. The more I've thought about it, the more I hope the Blazers don't trade for Jaylen Brown. He's an incredible two-way player that would make us better for sure. But for the price we would have to pay to get him, buying high off of the best season of his career, he doesn't solve many of our issues. He hasn't shot better than 36% from three. He needs the ball in his hands to be effective. With Dame and Denny, there aren't many touches to go around. I have my trepidations on the fit with Giannis as well, but at least he's a generational athlete and a former MVP. And I just, this kind of stuff is why...
I'll get in Dame's way.
This is why we're at where we're at. Not entirely, but like the fact that we still have people who think this way as a fam. And again, I'm not arguing against the majority. I have no clue what the percentage is, but I know these people exist because I've talked to them in person, and I see the sentiment from time to time on social media. Hmm. Who would you like? So the guy who finished in 6th in MVP voting last year, not good enough for you. So do we only the top 5 guys are allowed to trade for? Is that what the opinion is?
Well, even on that, I mean, it's debatable what top 5 is in the league for people. But
well,
like,
sure, I'm just saying, literally in MVP voting, he was 6th this year.
Right.
The only players ahead of him were Cade Cunningham. Yeah. Is he good enough to trade for? Luka Doncic. I don't play any defense. I don't want him. Victor Wembanyama, little tall, can't really shoot the ball that well. Jokic, dude, he's fat. All he cares about is horse rating. I don't want him either. And SGA, he flops too
much. I love
much.
How extreme you're going with the names you're throwing out there.
Those are the top 5 vote getters. He was 6th in MVP voting, and for some, do we really want Jaylen Brown?
I mean, I'd say to what you're talking about is, it's not that I've never had conversations with people on some names that I'm like, really? I think the overwhelming, vast, vast majority is,
it's Jaylen Brown.
So, like, if I give you,
will exist for every player that's included in any sort of rumor this offseason.
This includes for every fan base.
Yeah.
If I gave you 50 Blazer fans right now in front of you in our studio, crammed in here, 50 Blazer fans.
Yes. Hello, Blazer fans. How are you?
And I told you, raise your hand if you would trade a huge package to get Jaylen Brown in a Blazer uniform next year.
Yeah.
And 44 of the 50 raise their hands. Would you honestly really care about the other 6?
I don't think it would be 44. And maybe I'm just disrespecting Blazer fan too much.
40.
Yeah.
I would
want to scream at the 10 and say, what's the matter with you? Why are you the way you are?
I would just say, okay, thank you.
Why?
40 of 50 Blazer fans raised their hands yes, so that's all I need to know.
After everything that we've been through and all the missed opportunities of not wanting to do trades, the fact that that sentiment still exists is a problem.
Well,
I have no clue what the percentage is.
I legitimately am, like, we'll see where the coach thing goes, if it's going to be after the Stanley Cup, all that. Like, I personally, if it comes after the next Stanley Cup game and next week on Tuesday or Wednesday we get the coach.
Thiago Splitter is back as head coach.
Whoever it is, I don't care. I'm not really going to freak out or care if it's then versus right now today.
Sure.
Okay? I am concerned, however, of if it's not a Trey Murphy, a Jaylen Brown, a Giannis, an Anthony Davis, just naming four big names or names that you know at least.
Yes.
What is it? Because Grady Dick and Kevin Huerter and, you know, I keep throwing out the same two names and that makes me look a little stupid in the moment. But those caliber type names, that does absolutely nothing.
None at all.
Or it's Kevin Huerter and, oh, we got Rob Will on the mid-level
and
Dame's going to play this year.
Like, yeah.
You didn't really do anything.
No.
So, like, that's what I'm concerned about. I don't really care about 8 of 100 people saying they don't want Jaylen Brown. Let them scream into a void with each other on Reddit forever. I don't really care at all. They're wrong. It's a bad take. He's not going to solve your three-point shooting issues. He will certainly help your team, and he will obviously be filling a void of an elite two-way player. That's the conversation. It's over. I don't care about those people. I never really have. I don't pay it a lot of attention. I care more about we got end-of-bench rotational guy, and he shoots X percent from three. The last guy that you told me this to was literally a guy that they didn't want to play. Oh, but he makes $1 million a year. It's a great contract. And you don't play him. So what does it matter what his contract is? Vete Krejci, I was told, an amazing value steal.
Right.
And then he literally didn't play.
This is my point. These fans exist, and I think they're one in the same.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm saying, like, what is going to be the offseason if the offseason is Rob Will at the mid-level,
it's a
Dame
disaster.
Coming back, and a rotational guy that's 8th or 9th off the bench of a fringe or first-round playoff
team? It's a disaster, and that's the only way to explain it. It is a disaster. If you go into next season without any sort of wholesale changes in terms of improving the roster, sans Dame, when the rest of the West is going to be harder around you next year, it's a disaster.
Okay.
You are stuck in neutral, and you're in the exact same spot that you've been for the last 15 years as a franchise, unwilling to take a risk or a swing on something that could help you win. And then in the aftermath we hear about, but don't you know they tried to make the trade? Don't you know they called?
I know.
Don't you know they offered? Don't you know they attempted?
They
came so close, but the price was too much.
At the end of the day,
two first-round picks for OG Anunoby is not too much. That's the going rate of getting a good player in the NBA. It costs stuff to get stuff.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
I would have loved to have named my daughter Anunoby.
It's a hell of a name.
Anunoby Sprague.
After a tip-in like that, I'd name it that.
Did you deserve it? So we'll see. I don't know what brought that on.
I just know that sentiment exists and it bothers me.
Well, no, for me, on my angle, like I know that bothers you. You've made that clear, but I saw the report and I'm like, I don't know who's available, who's not available. We'll wait and see. A lot of teams are in weird spots because of the second apron stuff. And maybe J-Dub is available and you have a conversation or a window there. I don't know who it is. But if it is those fringe rotation guys that played 10 minutes, 13 minutes, and then, hey, we brought Rob Will back.
Right.
Okay, and Jan Hansen is... And then, oh, Dame's finally going to make his return. Like, I'm excited to see that, but I'm not going to say in the game, in the sport right now that is absolutely thriving for the 20-somethings... that the 36-year-old off the Achilles is going to
right. He's going to carry your offense next year.
Right.
He's going to fix all of your problems.
Right. Like, I'm not, you know, and I hope he has a great year, but.
One of the biggest, and I don't have this fear, and I know Golliver had the sentiment on our show of the, you know, be leery of the big move from the owner because it hasn't aged well in other markets. And I don't live in that world. I don't live in the world of being scared of taking chances. I certainly don't want to overpay for a guy who I don't think will put us in any sort of meaningful conversation. That's the biggest fear I have about a player like Trey Murphy, is that you're giving up too much.
Did it work for Minnesota when they got Gobert?
Yes, it did, but they have Anthony Edwards.
Okay, yeah, but no. The point on the Golliver point is like the trade, the making trade.
And oh, for a new owner. I see where you're...
Ishbia was the easy one to point to for people.
I see the point there.
Should be noted, he quickly got out of that.
He did, and they finished ahead of us,
you know,
in the standings.
They had an 8 seed this year, and they surprised people. Minnesota's been to multiple conference finals, and they traded a lot, an awful lot.
They've made multiple massive trades.
So
I just want one. I just want one big
trade.
The
idea that, like, because other trades for new owners have not worked, that they've all missed or they can't work, I don't personally, I'm with you. I don't hold myself to the, oh, then don't do anything.
Like, right. So we just sit on our hands again?
You run it back and you were a seven seed and you were kind of, I don't want to say lucky, but your schedule mixed with the Clippers and Suns falling apart.
Right.
And the Warriors were not a real 10 seed.
And that will not be the case next year.
That that kind of, you kind of backed into the seven, yeah, and then a 19-year-old literally took your cookies on your home court.
Yeah, somebody asked, like, would you do the Anthony Davis trade? Like, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I can't, yes.
If it didn't involve trade, if draft stuff wasn't involved.
Yes. How fast could I say yes? That's as fast as, yes. It's as quick as I can go, yes.
That's pretty quick.
That's pretty quick, yes.
Is that the fastest yes you can do?
Yes.
That last one.
That was quick.
I think I would count the last
one. Dude, like
there.
Jeremy Grant and Shaedon Sharpe for Anthony Davis. Who says no to that? Why would we not want to do that?
I have no clue.
A guy who's unplayable in a playoff series and another one who makes astronomically way too much money for one of the best bigs we've seen in the NBA. I don't care about his. I don't care.
Yeah.
What is Jeremy Grant winning with us?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yes.
One of the more enjoyable sports stories, and I saw it yesterday. And I do need to double check to see if I was butt cracked, but I'm pretty sure it's real. Talk about it next on 105.1 The Fan.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got butt cracked. I'm not going to do my segment. I'm going to move on.
Oh, no, it was fake news.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a great story, but it was absolutely fake.
Those are the worst, man.
It's awful.
You want to believe in the world.
Yeah. If you're curious what the fake story was, I'll tell you.
What was it?
I guess some guy did a big thread about how Delaware football.
Oh, it's, yeah, I did see that.
The $12 million.
I did see that.
They said that they had raised $12 million out of royalties from NCAA 26 because they conned people into using Delaware as a dynasty mode team.
Conned isn't the right word. They people like when they play NCAA football, start like, how do we start with the worst team? And so they did a good marketing campaign to say,
use us.
Use us. Yeah, it was a marketing strategy for them.
Yeah, so basically the story goes that a lot of gamers jumped on this, and because they were used so much, they got paid $12 million. I looked it up during the break, and I found in no way is that true. So that's really unfortunate.
So here's what I will say. I did see that. I was going to bring that up. They have a chunk of money that can go to the schools based on – that is a true thing. So based on how much your school is played with in the game,
yes,
there is a payout. I don't think it reaches that
level. It
didn't
get to $12 million.
Did not get to $12 million, but that is still a thing that the video game will do.
Yep.
And I believe that Delaware was one of the most used teams in the game.
That part is true. It's a mixed bag of true.
I think it was their first year. Didn't Delaware just make the jump? Aren't they one of those? Am I wrong on that? I know North Dakota State's going to be in the game this year for the first time because they're taking the jump up. So they might become one of the Fargo Domes going to be in there. So it's still a very cool thing that comes from the video game that if you play with your school, that money will go directly to the school.
So I'm not going to get to that. I just wanted to let you know, sometimes you get butt cracked. It happens in our business. We'll talk with Adam Rittenberg coming up at the top of the hour. Phil Mickelson.
Let's do it. Let's do it, old Phyllis.
Woof.
How we doing, Phil?
He was kicked out of his club for sexual misconduct with an employee.
His home club that he has been a member at forever.
Yeah, that's
booted in the middle of a round.
In the good old boys network of golf.
That's hard to do.
You really have to step in it for them to say you're done as a member.
That's not just a wealthy member with a lot of zeros behind his bank account. That's Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
Six-time major champion Phil Mickelson.
That's not also the uncomfortable old white guy comment of like,
no.
Hey, sweet cheeks, see you at 8.
That's not getting you booted.
That behavior is that stuff.
That behavior is uncomfortable, but it's allowed when you have enough zeros in your bank account. Don't be that person, but I know they exist. You ain't getting booted for that.
What a downfall.
What
a downfall.
Time will tell where this ultimately ends up, but I remember having this conversation when the Liv stuff came out and Piff was pulling their funding. And the league's going to crumble. Nobody's going to, you know,
it's over. Yeah,
put enough money up to keep the thing going. The players are all scurrying like rats to get off of the ship. The rumors are now Bryson is obviously looking to come back to the PGA Tour. Shocking, right?
It's over!
One of the first names that I thought of in all of this, and we might even have debated it on the show at the time, was Phil. Because Phil was the spearhead for all of this change. Phil was the first one. Phil was the champion of LIV. He was the guy that went out of his way to critique the PGA Tour and its backward ways, and we're not getting paid enough money, and we don't own our rights. LIV's going to be this great future for golf. We all know in reality why he did it. Mm-hmm. He did it because he was hundreds of millions of dollars in debt from gambling, and he needed the payout from the Saudis, and they were offering him a lot of money. That's why he did it. It had nothing to do with anything else or some sort of morality campaign that he was on to fix or grow the game of golf. It was always ludicrous. But I remember when LIV folded, I just thought to myself, like, why in any way, shape, or form would the PGA Tour welcome him back? I know that he's a great historic player. I know when you look at all-time wins and majors and all that, he's near the top of the list. He's been an American face of golf for basically my entire life. Dude, it's one thing to just leave and take the money and come back. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, right? A lot of these guys, it just, I get it. You want a paycheck, I get it. He went out of his way to take a steaming dump on the PGA Tour at every possible turn. And I always felt like they were going to be vindictive and not want anything to do with him. And now that, to me, is even more solidified. After these allegations came out, if you're getting kicked out of your club for some serious stuff, and it's a club you've been a member of forever, that basically is known as your home club, that has plaques of you all over the wall, that's Phil Mickelson's Country Club in San Diego, and you got booted, the PGA Tour is going to want nothing to do with you. And I legitimately think he's on the brink of becoming homeless in the game of golf.
Where does this rank for all-time great athletes in falls?
Both guys in golf are pretty high up there.
Yeah,
Tiger's held on to
It's a little different with him, though, right? Like, I hear what you're saying, but
now,
dude,
we're comparing crimes, which is a hard thing to do.
No, I'm not comparing crimes. I'm saying in a year from now, if Tiger's smiling at the TGL and Charlie Woods is, and he's at a Charlie Woods golf tournament at Florida State, we're not going to, there's no debate. Hey, look at Tiger.
Because it's Tiger. There's
the
power of Tiger.
He's good now. His rehab, it worked. Like, he's gonna show up at a golf tournament next year, and he's going to play in a tournament.
He's redeemed himself multiple times.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like his stuff is.
But he's had massive falls from grace, to answer your question.
Yeah.
He went from one of the most popular athletes in the world to have a 7-iron shoved in his windshield.
I would also kind of respond to, as true as you are in some ways, I'd also argue you're wrong. When he came, was it the Masters, his first tournament back after the cheating scandal?
I don't remember what the first one back was.
I think it was the Masters. If I'm not mistaken, text, please help me out. I remember when he came onto the practice range, he was getting like, I mean, they were going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he has the Deweys and the car accidents that are questionable, how's that happen? He's not coming back to that.
Yeah.
Phil is he didn't draw anybody to LIV. Say what you want about Tiger. Tiger ever went to LIV? LIV wouldn't rate well, but people would go to LIV more.
I think it would rate well. I think Tiger playing gets people to watch
golf. That's what I'm saying. And now you've got this, whereas Tiger comes back next year to a tournament after his pill problem. It's all going to... We wear his T-shirts of his mug shots, and he finds ways to always come back. It's not really irreparable for him.
I'm not. Some would argue it should be, and that's the problem.
That's totally fine to have that opinion.
I'm not arguing that in terms of the popularity of the two. I certainly acknowledge Tiger will never fully fall from the eye of the public.
Is this
race.
Pete Rose? What Phil has become is this Pete Rose.
It's in that realm.
He's hawking at casinos for autographs, and you're like, dude, that's what you've become.
Yep. Yeah. That's what his future is. Why would the PGA Tour want anything to do with him?
They don't need him.
They don't need him.
Nope.
He turned his back on him. Yeah. He took a dump on him on the way out the door. And oh, by the way, now there's this added layer to it. Like, there's no benefit for them whatsoever. The other thought was his future is in broadcasting. He's going to be a great broadcaster someday.
Not anymore.
You touch him at CBS. You touch him at NBC. No. Nobody wants anything to do with
him. You'd have employees at risk.
Yes.
Female employees would be like, is this guy going to be creepy?
Yeah. I mean, the guy's been shady his whole life. And Tiger have both been shady their whole life. His fandom and his fan support will never follow him the way Tiger. It'll never be in that same light, and that will probably always eat at Phil Mickelson, if we're being honest. It keeps him up at night, I'm sure. The Golden Goose from California was never better than Tiger. And
he's the Chet Holmgren of the Wimby.
Yeah, he'll always be the second fiddle from his generation. This is just, he's been out from LIV all year for a personal reason.
I know.
And then this came out yesterday, and everybody's like, oh, That's why we haven't seen him this year.
I know he won the PGA with him. The minute he started wearing shades every tournament was the minute we all should have been like, do not in any way support this.
Think about his popularity in that moment. Hitting bombs. He was doing funny videos, selling his coffee, winning a major championship at 50. Like, he was...
You thought he was going to be set up to be here the comes king Phil. Almost.
He was doing the thumbs up thing like Arnold Palmer. Yeah. Like, he was becoming the new Arnie and... Yeah. Down the drain, buddy.
So Phil Mickelson kicked out of his club for misconduct with one of the employees. A crazy story out of the world of golf. Let's talk some college football with our good friend Adam Rittenberg of ESPN. It is a loaded third hour. We've got a fourth hour in store for you as well. We're excited to get to it, and we talk with Adam Rittenberg next on 105.1.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.